Welcome to Common Interest, Lessons from Egypt, from the Life series. Read time, a couple of minutes. I was invited to an Egyptian cafe for lunch this week. The ambience was not typically Egyptian, with no pyramids or pharaohs lining the decor. The specialty of the place was shisha, and that's what pulled guests in droves. Our table got served with a few shishas, and my friends kicked off the ritual of sharing the smoke pipe. I don't smoke, and smoke usually bothers me, but the flavored shisha fumes were not so unpleasant. The room felt like an orchard with lingering flavors of apple, orange, grape mint, peach, etc. With my friends already busy in their smoke clouds, I was admiring the mechanics of the shisha apparatus. Made with glass, they were tall, with beautiful curves and brightly colored with some distinct Mideastern designs. Just then, drinks arrived. My fresh sugarcane juice came in an exquisite decanter. Glass made, simple, yet very elegantly designed. Lost in the conversation, I was struck with an uncanny feeling about the shisha and the decanter. That's where I got the inspiration for this blog post. The shisha and the decanter were made with glass, and from what I saw, they were made with good care and attention. Both were formed with the same material and made to serve people, yet differently. The shisha endured heat from the burning coal and served hot smokes to her guests. Both were burned in one way or the other. On the other hand, the decanter served sweet cold juice, quenching thirst, cooling her guests, and remaining chilled in the bargain. The lesson I drew from there was, it's not what you are made up of. Your purpose makes all the difference. Regardless of your origin, color, gender, background, and beliefs, if you have a high enough purpose and determination to walk in that direction with courage, you will lift yourself and others around you. Whereas, if your intent is less than noble, you will burn others and yourself like the shisha. For now, see you next week. Razak. Common Interest.